One Nation leader Pauline Hanson is facing a barrage of criticism for her comments earlier this week about children with autism. She has refused to back down from her suggestion that some children with autism should be segregated from mainstream classrooms. Politicians on all sides have condemned the comments as ill-informed. And for Labour Member of Parliament Emma Husa, whose 10-year-old son has autism, it was personal. She had this message for autistic children across Australia.
That even on the days that are hard, when you're frustrated and your disability makes you angry, you are still better than she is on her best day.
Greens Member of Parliament Adam Barnes has called Senator Hanson's comments hateful, outrageous and disgraceful.
Having children in schools who have special needs isn't just important that those children are able to attend those schools, it's good for the other kids in the classroom who learn that if we are in a civilised society where there is difference, we should accept and celebrate that difference because that is what makes us a decent society.
They were responding to these comments a day earlier from the One Nation leader.
Whether they have a disability or whether they are autistic, that it is taking up the teacher's time. Consider the impact that is having on other children in that classroom.
Autism Awareness Australia Chief Executive Nicole Rogerson says the suggestion children with autism should be separated from their classmates is ill-informed. She says research suggests the opposite approach.
The best place for children with special needs is in their community, in their local school, and we need to support them accordingly.
But Senator Hanson is not backing down.
Look at the problem that we may have, that we do have. There are different grades of autism.
She has refused to apologise to people with autism who found her comments hurtful. That includes people like Ben Carbonaro, who went to a mainstream school and on to further education, graduating with a degree in journalism.
Upset and frustrated because those of us on the autism spectrum, all we want is inclusion and acceptance within the wider society.
Amy Smith, studying for a bachelor's degree in disability and inclusive education, says she does not believe she could be in that position if she had been separated from her classmates.
That the ability to mix with non-autistic children from as young an age as possible can actually help them apply a lot of what they learn in the therapist's office. On top of that, there is also a benefit to many children who are not necessarily living with disabilities. They learn to work with people in the future. Life outside of school, especially if you live in one of the major cities, is incredibly diverse.
She says she wants to see better awareness and acceptance of people across the autism spectrum.
We are different. We're not defective, though.